As we mentioned earlier, the White House today announced new sanctions related to the crisis in Crimea. Here's President Obama this morning announcing the move.
We are imposing sanctions on specific individuals responsible for undermining the sovereignty, territorial integrity, and government of Ukraine. We're making it clear that there are consequences for their actions. Second, I have signed a new executive order that expands the scope of our sanctions. As an initial step, I'm authorizing sanctions on Russian officials, entities operating in the arms sector in Russia, and individuals who provide material support to senior officials of the Russian government. And if Russia continues to interfere in Ukraine, we stand ready to impose further sanctions.
Those new sanctions are aimed at 7 Russian government officials and 4 Ukrainian officials, including the ousted Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych. P.J. Crowley was State Department spokesman from 2009 to 2011. He's now a professor at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C. And P.J. Crowley, President Obama said that, quote, today's actions send a strong message to the Russian government that there are consequences for their actions when they violate the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. What do you make of the individuals singled out for sanctions today?
You know, certainly it would appear that Putin has reestablished leverage over Ukraine and, for the time being, control over Crimea. So this is going to be a process over time to increase the costs and increase the consequences, you know, for Russia. But clearly right now the actor, the protagonist in this, is Vladimir Putin, and the choices that he makes in the coming days will be, you know, determine the level of those consequences.
Strong message, though. Is this a strong message? I mean, you look at the list, you have a Putin aide, a Putin advisor. You know, who cares if there are sanctions against a Putin advisor?
I mean, ultimately, if there are going to be real costs, the United States and particular Europe are going to have to go deeper in terms of those who have economic ties to Vladimir Putin and who really lead the Russian economy. This is what is fundamentally different from the Cold War. Russia's economy is far more integrated into the international system. You know, we obviously saw that a few days ago where, as the crisis deepened, perhaps $60 billion was wiped out of the, you know, Russian stock market. So ultimately, the critical aspect in terms of putting real pressure on Putin will eventually be going after Russia's economic interests, but that's going to be a major step for the Europeans to take in the coming days.
There has been a whole lot of debate about sanctions over the last couple decades, Iraq, Iran. Are these different somehow?
They're the non-military tools of choice in these kinds of situations, and they don't have an immediate effect. If Vladimir Putin wants Crimea, and we'll find that out the next 24 to 48 hours, probably he will have it if he wants. This is a tool that can add meaningful pressure over time. We saw that in the case of sanctions against Iran. Those have worked in that context, but obviously it took a number of years for the pressure to really add up where Iran felt it needed to come back to the negotiating table.
I can't tell whether I should be terrified about what comes next or just, you know, figure it's all part of the international game of political chess.
The critical piece here is, does Putin stop here? And where he's already gained what he really wanted, first and foremost, which is to reestablish leverage over a revolution that was spinning out of Russia's control and threatening, you know, Russia's regional interests. But if Putin moves further into Ukraine and threatens the existence of Ukraine itself, he's really now challenging the post-Cold War system that we've built up over the past 25 years, and that becomes a much different game.
Retired Colonel P.J. Crowley, now a professor at the George Washington University. Thank you, sir, as always, for your thoughts.
Thank you, Aaron.